blast off as Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Build a big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Inviting you to the Sauk County Fair, now through Sunday. This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg.
Max FM, WRPQ.
Thank you. Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant broadcasting live from the Sauk County Fairgrounds. Congratulations to Steve. He won Randy Houser tickets. This hour, you just got to walk up to the Max FM Circus Wagon and say, I want to see Randy Houser. I'll hook you up. Here's Hard on Max FM.
I hear the ticking of the clock. I'm lying here, the room's pitch dark. I wonder where you are tonight. No answer on the telephone. And the night goes by so very slow.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Seems like just yesterday you were a part of me. I used to stand so tall, I used to be so strong. Your arms around me tight, everything it felt so right. Once in my life, now all that's left to me.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant, Wendy Grant, and Manny Jones. We are broadcasting live from the Sauk County Fairgrounds. We're in the Big Red Circus Wagon. You cannot miss us. We are giving away 2 Randy Houser tickets. All you need to do is come by and say hi. Say we heard you on the radio. And you would have a chance to get those tickets from us. So you just got to stop on by. 2 Randy Houser tickets. That easy. Just stop by and say, hey, we heard you on the radio. Here's Tone Loc, Wild Thing on Max FM.
Week, 9 to 5 for my money. So on the weekend comes, I go get live with the honey.
rolling down the street. I saw this girl when she was pumping. I winked my eyes, got into the ride, went to a club, was jumping. Introduced myself as Lo, she said, you're a liar. I said, I got it going on, baby doll, and I'm on fire. Took her to the hotel, she said, you're the king. I said, be my queen, if you know what I mean, and let's do the wild thing. Wild. Wild thing. Shopping at the mall, looking for some gear to buy. I saw this girl, she gon' rock my world, and I had to adjust my fly. She looked at me and smiled and said, you have plans for the night? I said, hopefully if things go well, I'll be with you tonight. So we journeyed to a house, one thing led to another. I key in the door, I go hit the floor, looked up and it was a mother. I didn't know what to say, I was hanging by a string. She said, hey you too, I was once like you and I like to do the wild thing. Wild thing. She loved to do the wild thing. Wild thing. Please, baby, baby, please. Posse in effect. Hanging out, it's always hype. And with me and the crew, leave a shindig. I'm with a girl who's just my type. Saw this luscious little frame. I ain't lying, fella, she was fine. This sweet young Miss Cole gave me a kiss and I knew that she was mine. Took her to the limousine. Still parked outside. I tipped the chauffeur when it was over and I gave her my own ride. Didn't get her off my jock, she was I like static cling. But that's what happens when body starts slapping from doing the wild thing. Wild thing. Wild thing. She wanted to do the wild thing. Go discotheque. This fine young chick was on my jock, so I said, what the heck? She wanted to come on stage and do a little dance. So I said, chill for now, and maybe later you'll get your chance. So when the show was finished, I took her around the way. And what do you know, she was good to go without a word to say. We was all alone, and she said, Tone, and let me tell you one thing. I need $50 to make you holler. I get paid to do the wild thing. Say what? Yo, love, you must be kidding. Yo, walk, you ready? Just break out of here. Hasta la vista, baby. Wild thing.
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. That is perfect timing for the ATV races to kick in right as we're getting ready to talk. Right, Maddie?
Of course. I mean, you always love good timing, so it's always perfect when you can get that nice natural background sound.
Yeah, that was almost unscripted. Holy bucket, someone won a very large Winnie the Pooh over here, too.
Winnie the Pooh? Oh.
Look at that. Okay. That's kind of cool. Wow.
This way?
Yeah, see... All right, so we got to congratulate. We had a few people who have walked up to us, and even won Randy Houser tickets.
Yeah, Steve
gave us some more
away,
came up.
Steve, yeah.
So congratulations, Steve. And
then we gave away another pair, and I didn't catch the name, but congratulations to you as well. You're going to go to Randy Houser. And we're giving away lots of Frisbees, too.
We have been. We give Frisbees out to the kids. So here's the deal. You still have time to win Randy Houser tickets tonight. All you got to do is walk up to Maddie, Wendy, and I in the Big Red Circus Wagon, say, I heard you on Max FM. We're going to hook you up with two Randy Houser tickets. It is that simple. Now, Maddie and I are going to be doing the morning show together. We're going to come up with a scavenger hunt for people to do tomorrow. We're announcing on the morning show. We'll come up with some ideas of what we're going to do. We'll tell you about it in the morning, and then you'll come out here tomorrow, and then we'll hook you up with those
Randy
Houser tickets.
You're ready to roll. You're ready for the fair. You've got your picture that we need from you, and then you can win tickets right off the bat. Don't have to worry about it, and you can get on with your fair fun. Hopefully.
We're going to make it easy, though. That's how we roll. We're not going to make it anything too difficult.
Nothing should be too complicated when you're talking about a fair, honestly.
No, we want it to be fun. That is ultimately our goal, is to have fun out at Sauk County Fair. We enjoy meeting everyone, talking to everyone. We have a blast doing this. So, again, we're in the Big Red Circus Wagon. We're right off Washington Avenue. You can't miss this. Beautiful night to be out here. The rides, there's quite a few people milling about,
there
but
are.
The lines are not that bad to get in there, right, Maddie?
I always can tell where people are at the Sauk County Fair. Because less people start walking by us, and then I hear more screams from the midway.
Yes.
So, and then the people who do walk by us always have food in their hands.
Yes.
So I can always tell where we're at in the evening based on the amount of screams from midway and the amount of food that's walking by when people are walking by.
Yeah, it is unbelievable. And there's some great food out here again. Don't forget to patronize all of our local service organizations. We have the Elks here. We have the Baraboo Fire and EMS here. We have the 4-H, the Farm Bureau. And there's a lot of our food vendors out here as well. I saw kettle corn. Hint, hint. This could be part of scavenger hunt.
Ice
you never
cream.
Know.
There's ice cream. You know,
lots
I'll be getting that one up later this weekend.
Funnel cakes. No elephant ears.
No elephant ears.
I don't think so. I haven't looked. I'll be honest with you. I have not looked around yet.
I've heard no elephant ears.
Okay.
Corey Hartman was scoping it out yesterday.
Oh, gotcha. That must have been when he was getting the two burgers.
Yes. He does a food tour when he gets to the fair.
Well, that's the important thing. He was looking, okay, full disclosure, Monday night before that little tumble and roll,
he was looking for him.
Yeah. He was looking around for food. Then he's like, is there anywhere with food open? No. Because that's what we do when we get to the fairgrounds. It's about the
surprising.
Food and the adult beverages. So.
Hey, you know, I'm looking around, and this is really kind of awesome because right out our back door, you know, if you need a little rest from the fair, you want to get a little shade, we've got this McFarland's Dining Oasis behind
us. That's
amazing.
That's
really awesome. So, you know, you can take a load off. There's some tables set up, some nice folding chairs. You can get out of the sun a little bit and just kind of relax so that you can do more fair stuff.
Exactly. Since we're talking about fair stuff, I'm going to go through the schedule super quick, what's going on tomorrow morning, and then when we close out a little bit later, we'll talk about what's going on tomorrow night. So 8 a.m. is a dairy show. That's in the Jay's Egg and Turf Show Arena. 9 a.m., Horse Speed Event. That's in the Horse Arena. I can't even pronounce what the other word was after that. At 9 a.m., it's the Youth and Open Class Exhibit Buildings. Those are all open. And then at 10 a.m., it's the Taste of Sauk County. That's in building number one.
Fun.
It does sound fun. Of course, why weren't we judging the cheese? Cheesecakes, Maddie Jones. That's what I want to know.
I don't know. I got to work with Liz on this. I got to have better timing next year.
Yeah, you and I should be judges for
that
next year. So.
That's right.
Not saying celebrity judges, just judges.
Just judges. That's right.
So I think that's got to happen for next year. At 10 a.m., the commercial building opens tomorrow. And then at also 10 a.m., the McFarland's Farm to Fair exhibits open. These are both free. They have the Combine Simulator there again, Wendy.
Yes!
I forgot to mention that. Liz and I were talking about that last night.
Super fun.
Yeah, that sounds great. 11 a.m. tomorrow is the Fame Stage Story Time at the Fair. This is brought to you by the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library in the commercial building, and that's free.
That was packed this morning, by
was
the way.
It?
The fair had a picture on their Facebook page, which, by the way, if you want updates on things, make sure you follow Sauk County Fair. There were tons of families over there this morning enjoying a nice story. So that was pretty awesome.
That is fantastic. And then at 12:30 p.m., it's a live State Fair Dairy Exhibitors Gift Basket Auction. That's in the Jays Ag and Turf Show Arena as well. So we'll talk about what's going on tomorrow night in our next break. But the other thing we want to make sure you're aware of is you can go over to maxfmbigdeals.com, shop local, save big. You can save even more. It is our grand reopening sale, an extra 15% off everything in the store, Maddie Jones.
There is some good stuff over there, too. Now, I always like to say, stuff for you, stuff for the home, great foods, adult beverages, and then there's a little entertainment over there as well. And if I could get to the right tab here on my phone that's not trying to upload and, oh my gosh. Okay, here we go. So here's an example of some of the things that are in the store. You know, we love great food options. You know, if you're in Sauk County, you can hit up Jay's Pub and Grill.
Ooh,
that's a great place to eat in Reedsburg. Yes. A $25 certificate with the extra 15% off, I should say. Only $17 right now at maxfmbigdeals.com. And then we also have the Little Market Moore, which is located in Sauk City. That's a $20 certificate for you to do a little shopping there. $11.90
is all
you're
going
to pay for that. And then, of course, we also have to talk about some of the things right here in Baraboo. You know, if you love some good wine, beers, cocktails, yes, speaking everybody's language on a Friday Eve, Kanamichi in downtown Baraboo. We have a two-pack of $10 certificates. Obviously, it's getting late in the day. I'll do the math for you. That's a $20 value. $11.90.
That's almost 50%
right?
off. You
and
cannot beat
that
deal.
And this sale goes until tomorrow night at 11:59 p.m. So take advantage. Stock up on some of those deals or the instant downloads if you're in town for the Sauk County Fair.
So you can shop local, save big, maxfmbigdeals.com. Our extra 15% off. Re-grand opening sale goes until 11:59 on Friday night. Coming up, we will have a look at weather news by Whitney Houston on Max FM.
Are you in search of an extraordinary experience for your bachelorette or bachelor party? Or an exciting night that combines sipping on a cold brew with the thrill of competition? Look no further than Asgard Axe and Tap in Wisconsin Dells. This unique venue has an impressive 24 craft beers on tap, a full-service restaurant, 14 axe-throwing lane, and an unlimited arcade. Call 608-432-3505 today. Unleash your inner Viking. Your adventure awaits at Asgard Axe and Tap.
Get ready, Wisconsin Dells Monster Truck fans. Two big shows on July 20th. Dells Raceway Park will explode with the Monster Truck Nitro Tour. Big blown monster trucks flying over 30 feet in the air and more. Plus all new family affordable prices. VIP tickets include free pit party pass to meet the drivers and the best seat in the house. Get your tickets now at monstertrucktour.com or get them late at the gate. Subject to service charges and miscellaneous fees. Come early and ride in a real monster truck at the Monster Truck Nitro Tour. Two big shows on July 20th. The Monster Truck Nitro Tour. Monster trucks and more. Plus all new family affordable prices. Two monster shows. It's gonna get wild. The Dells Raceway Park will never be the same again.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop. The all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray evening storm otherwise clearing tonight and lows in the low 60s. Sunny and mild again tomorrow with highs in the mid 80s. Slight storm chances for the weekend, highs upper 80s to low 90s. Staying warm into Monday with a few storms, then cooler for the rest of next week. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 80.
99.7 Max FM.
I don't know why I like it. I just do.
I can hear in your heartbeat the silence.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Thursday. We are broadcasting live from the Sauk County Fairgrounds. You still have a chance to win Randy Houser tickets. All you need is to walk up to me and say, hey, I heard you on Max FM. We'll hook you up with Randy Houser tickets for Saturday night. It is that simple. You just got to walk up to the Big Red Circus Wagon, and you'll win Randy Houser tickets. We'll be here until 8 o'clock tonight. Here is Don Henley, the Boys of Summer on Max FM.
I'm driving by your house, though I know.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant, Mandy Jones,
hey.
Wendy Grant. We're all at Sock Holly Fairgrounds. How's everyone
going?
It's not bad.
Hello.
It's a gorgeous night.
It's beautiful out here.
I mean, this is perfect. If you're, you know, wanting to do some rides tonight on a evening with some breeze, and this is going to be fantastic in a little bit.
Yes.
Bug spray? Is the Midway full of bugs?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't bring bug spray, and I'm probably thinking we'll need it tomorrow because tomorrow's going to be a little warmer. Let's face it.
We're going to get a little humidity back in the air. A little sticky, sauna-like.
So today's the day, if you want to get off for rides, those go until 11 o'clock tonight. And then we have the flat track ATV races. Those are going on right now as we speak. The rides are actually starting a little earlier tomorrow. They start at 3 p.m. tomorrow. So that means we will be out here earlier as well.
We will.
And so we're going to work on our contest for the Randy Houser tickets.
Yes.
We're going to come up with some sort of scavenger hunt. We're going to make it easy. We'll talk about it on the morning show tomorrow, a little after 7 o'clock-ish, heavy on the ish with us. And so we will come up with that scavenger hunt for you. So it'll be real simple. But if you want to win Randy Houser tickets yet tonight, you've got 10 minutes to get over the Big Red Circus Wagon. Say, I heard you on Max FM. We will... excuse me, we will hook you up with two free tickets, right, Wendy? It's that easy.
It's that easy, Dave. Don't get all choked up about it, though.
I know. If that stuff happens, careful. This is live radio.
Swallowed a gnat. Careful.
Yes, there's bugs flying through.
A mosquito?
Yes, I hope it was a mosquito. So, and again, before I forget, it is the big pre-grand opening of MaxFMBigDeals.com. Yes. Shop local, save big. Get an extra 15% off everything in the store through 11:59 p.m. on Friday night. It is that easy. No code required. We have restocked the store. Many new items. And we just don't want to forget to tell everyone about that, because I was forgetting to do that last night,
well,
Manny
there's
Jones.
Some stuff that's like, and here's the thing. It's a really awesome sale, because on top of the savings that are already in there, it's an extra 15% off, meaning that there's some stuff in there that's like almost 50 to 75% off.
You can't
so
beat that deal.
Pretty awesome.
That's almost free.
I know. Instant downloads are also available, so get them on your phone. And then if you're in town for the Sauk County Fair, you can enjoy a little bit of Baraboo with MaxFMBigDeals.com.
And so we want to make sure we pass it along. So we promise you we talk about what's going on tomorrow night at the fair. Starting at 1 o'clock tomorrow on the Fame Stage, it's the Powder Plant Legacy by the Sauk County Historical Society. You don't want to miss that. Paul Walters put a lot of work into that. The carnival opens at 3 p.m. tomorrow, goes into 11 p.m. $33 wristbands, 3 p.m. on the Fame Stage. This is a thing you do not want to miss. Is the Sauk County Police canines in the commercial building. It is free. I'm going to miss it because I don't want the canines chasing me through the building. I know better than to walk in there for that one.
They'll use you for the demonstration.
Yes, that's exactly it. So no one get any ideas on that one.
When the dog sees this guy.
Yeah, get him, you know.
Look out.
So from 4 to 7 p.m., it's the Bats, and that's the Badger Area Technical Society Build a Birdhouse Toolbox. That's in the 4-H Pavilion. That's a free event. At 5 p.m. on the Fame Stage, you'll be the Wisconsin Fairs of the Fair and Alice in Dairyland presentations in the commercial building free. Does that mean Alice in Dairyland and Wisconsin Fairs of the Fair are going to be here?
Yes. Yes, yes, absolutely.
So we may want to try to interview them tomorrow,
Maddie.
Yeah, I got
contact.
You do. So let's see if we can interview them tomorrow afternoon, because I know you and I will be out
They're
here.
Busy.
Maddie Jones is on it, Dave.
I will do what I can. I know that Alice in Dairyland
is
very, very busy, and she has got a tight schedule. She goes all over the state. Do you know that they
yes.
put on like 50,000 miles on a vehicle in a year?
It is insane. If you follow her on Facebook, it is amazing. Every day she
They're
is
everywhere.
Somewhere doing something. It is crazy.
And the new Miss Alice in Dairyland just took over reign like a week ago.
Right.
So this is our brand new that we are going to be seeing this year for the next, for 2024.
So we're one of the first ones she's
yes,
going to experience?
Yes,
oh,
we
boy.
Sure are.
Dave,
I know.
Behave yourself.
I will. I don't even know her. It's not like I ever knew Alice in Dairyland. Wait, I
right,
did.
Right, yeah, there was that one time.
Yeah, I was at the, we were at the Wisconsin State Fair in this Alice in Dairyland.
You can't take Dave anywhere.
Ever.
I know a few people, apparently.
Yeah.
So, and then 6:30 p.m. in the Fame Stage, 4-H Performance Arts in the commercial building. That's free.
Oh, go check that out. Those kids are so stinking talented.
Oh, they are.
I spent a lot of time at 4-H Performing Arts with pianos and plays and all of that, and they are a super talented group of kids.
And they work so hard. We've been talking to them throughout the week. Thank you very much to Stacy.
Awesome.
They are. So thank you, Stacy, for bringing them by. So we're hoping to interview another one tomorrow, maybe one on Saturday. And then the grand event tomorrow night, 6:30 p.m. is the Badger State Tractor and Truck Pull in the Grandstand. That starts at 6:30 p.m. So that means we're probably going to be here until 8 p.m. But once it starts getting loud, we shut down our broadcast because all you hear is noise in the background.
That's right. And we can't hear each other either.
Yeah. So
it's
we're going
to. Hard.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be a lot of what? And so that's just. We will see how that goes tomorrow night. But 6:30 p.m., that kicks off. Tickets are just $20 to get into that. So then 9:30 p.m. tomorrow night, it is the band High Mileage. They're a live band. They'll be in the Litcher Pavilion from 9:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. No cover charge, adult beverages, and that'll be a fun show as well. And don't forget, if you're coming out tonight, Swing Crew performs here live, 9:30 p.m. No cover charge in the Litcher Pavilion.
That baby kettle corn is bigger than that kid, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for the reminder. I need to get kettle corn. That's on the list of
kettle
things
corn.
I have not bought yet.
Kettle corn, funnel cake.
That's
yes.
awesome.
So you can kind of see where our scavenger hunt's heading for tomorrow, Maddie Jones.
All about the food.
So, we like food.
So you need to listen to Maddie in the morning, and she's going to have a sub with her tomorrow, so a mediocre guy filling in tomorrow with her. So,
that'd be great. Do you know that guy?
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to be back in less than 12 hours,
Better
Maddie.
Than listening to me babble by myself, people.
So we're going to be back in less than 12 hours. Maddie and I have spent a lot of time together. This is going to be like a marathon broadcast, because we're literally going to get done with the morning show, take an hour or two break. We're going to be back out here by 2.
Got to make some sloppy joe for the kid who's going to stay at home because he wants some food.
Yep.
And then I'm going to be right back out here with you.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're going to do this all over again.
Like at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
We might have some special guests with us throughout the day.
But that's our goal.
We'll see how the day goes.
We may have an appearance by Corey Hartman himself. We're just checking in on his very busy schedule.
The man, the legend.
Yes. Mr.
Tom.
He's
a
hey, come on. Let's not tumble over that one up too soon.
Is that M-I-S-S or M-Y-T?
Either. Take your pick.
Yes. So, and then we're seeing if Aaron Crenno can maybe make an appearance as well tomorrow. And then Maddie and I are going to be back Saturday in the afternoon again. So
me and Dave all the time.
Yeah. So we have a lot of fun doing this.
We
all
do.
Joking aside, we love doing this. We love meeting all of you. So be listening to the morning show tomorrow. We're going to talk about the scavenger hunt of win Randy Houser tickets. That's going to require you to come out to the fairgrounds, because that's going to be the quickest way for us to get those tickets to you. You know what you need to do. You just got to look for us, and hopefully we'll be wearing our Max FM shirts.
These are... I got to do a little laundry tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
I'll be doing that during the morning show.
Yeah. I kept this one pretty clean. The shirt last night, not so much. Hi, Wendy.
Oh, yeah. I discovered the shout on my dresser where it doesn't belong.
You should see the grease stain where it didn't belong.
He took care of it himself.
Sort of.
Dawn, take it right out.
Yeah,
Dawn's the best.
Exactly. So stop on by and see us tomorrow. We've enjoyed seeing everyone so far. We're hoping to interview some more people tomorrow. We look forward to seeing you. Be a beautiful day at the fair. Maddie, am I missing anything?
No, I think we're good. The only thing I have to say is I'm going to let you wrap up because I need to use a bathroom.
All right. Thank
you. So I'm going to run over there.
Okay, please do. We don't want you floating away.
Right.
So thank you, Maddie, for joining us. Wendy, you're going to be back tomorrow night with us as well?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Unless I find another plant demonstration to check out.
No, boy. Yeah, she's got a whole stack of plants over here as well. So.
They were free. Dave.
Yeah, that's a good thing. So thank you everyone for joining us. We will be back tomorrow night and listen to Maddie in the morning. We'll talk about that scavenger hunt tomorrow morning as well. This is Dave Grant and
Wendy Grant.
We hope you have a great rest of your Thursday night. Coming up, we will have Dire Straits on Max FM.
Mouthwatering steaks, seafood, sandwiches, and Black Angus burgers. Hi, this is Jason from Jay's Pub & Grill in Reedsburg. If you're looking for the perfect place for a quick lunch or a date night out, Jay's offers a little bit of everything, even a huge kids menu. Jay's is also the place for holiday parties, banquets, baby showers, and any other upcoming events you are planning. We feature Wisconsin tap beer, a great Rhine list, and a full bar. Jay's Pub & Grill in Reedsburg has something for everyone. We'll see you soon.
Need a little more color in your life? Now's your chance to brighten your world and flex your artistic muscles as you create a beautiful painting, mosaic, or wood-burning project with classes through Brushes and Bubbly. They offer public or private, online or in-person paint classes and parties. Nurture your inner Van Gogh or Picasso by creating your very own masterpiece. Call Brushes and Bubbly at 608-718-8282 to find out about paint lessons today.
Get ready, Wisconsin tells Monster Truck fans. Two big shows on July 20th. Tells Raceway Park will explode with the Monster Truck Nitro Tour. Big blown monster trucks flying over 30 feet of the air and more. Plus, all new family affordable prices. VIP tickets include free pit party pass to meet the drivers and the best seat in the house. Get your tickets now at MonsterTruckTour.com or get them late at the gate. Subject to service charges and miscellaneous fees. Come early and ride in a real monster truck at the Monster Truck Nitro Tour. Two